Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative music, brought to you by myself, Nigel, in the studio on my own, just, well, bringing you tunes and information and some gig guides and things that are going on, just generally nattering about the world of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative stuff. And I opened the show there with a storming track, one that I kind of forgotten about until rummaging through my CDs the other night. Comar Commando. Brilliant at his kind of electronic industrial stuff. Jean-Luc Demeyer, just awesome pairing up there with a track called John the Revelator. Now, I've got that on a electronic promo, so I can't remember what album it came off. It was so long ago, but I believe it was from a Depeche Mode covers album from various people that I never got my hands on, unfortunately. But if that's a standout track from that, that's a storming track anyway. But it'd be interesting to find out what else was on that covers album. But yes, I'll stop waffling and get on with the show, really. I'm just going to play you some tunes. It's not going to be very Christmassy. I do realise this is the last of this show before Christmas. There's another one after Christmas, and that's it for the year. I will then be bouncing into the new year, but I'm not going to go very New Year-ish. I'm not going to go very Christmas-ish. I'm just going to play you some good tunes, and hopefully you'll enjoy them. There you go. Continuing, I think something new. I've got my hands on the latest Diffusion album that I've been told very good things about, but not had a good chance to give it a good listen. But this is the opening track, Winter Cities.
I'm afraid to stay.
Well, you heard the Nine Inch Nails with Mr. Self-Destruct from possibly one of their greater moments in their album history, from the Downward Spiral, a point where I think I was discovering them properly and well blown away by that kind of stuff. And they're clearly incredibly influential. And it was, to some extent, they disappointed a lot of people when Trent, a year or so ago, said he wasn't continuing this, but he wasn't very clear. His wording was, I'm not going to do that now. A lot of people took this to mean the end of Nine Inch Nails. I do remember at the time saying the wording was interesting. I wonder if it means he's just not doing it for now. Might come back to it later. He's just not writing it off. Now, this week, he said, the Mr. Trent Reznor has said he's going to hopefully work on new Nine Inch Nails material next year. So there you go. I think my prediction wasn't far off. It wasn't that hard to guess, really. He just wasn't really wanting to wipe it out. This is something that's it's been his main creative outlet for the majority of his life, and he clearly enjoys. And I can't deny it's probably made him a penny or two as well. So it'd be foolish to completely bin it, but he's been on farewell tours for a while, and that got a lot of people out there, but they were impressive tours anyway. Hopefully, we'll have to wait and see. As always, there's no guarantees on this kind of things. He might change his mind again, you never know. But yes, we may get some new Nine Inch Nails material next year, and it was so, that just piece of news popping up that I thought, I know, yes, I'll grab some Nine Inch Nails. I don't do it anywhere near often enough. What else did I play you? I played XP8 with Wake Up from their new album Decade of Decadence, which is quite a solid album, actually. Well worth getting your hands on if you like the XP8 kind of sound. Definitely worth it. And again, before that, I played Diffusion with Winter Cities, which is an album I can't comment on because I've hardly actually played anything off it myself. So I've no idea how that album's holding up. However, I've read a lot online that it's getting favourable reviews, very favourable reviews. So that's what I'm hoping is going to be very good. So I'll let you know probably by the next show. I'll tell you between Christmas and New Year when I'm next on that whether I've had a good listen to that or not and what I think of it. What else? Have we got any other news? I've mentioned it, Cave. I've mentioned Trent. I haven't mentioned a mess-up of my own. I normally try and give you a concise enough gig and event guide going on in the local area and completely missed one item out. The weekly Black Sheep Night that had run for over a decade at one point, but had kind of gone on hiatus for a while, for a good few months, came back last weekend and did its final ever night. There was the last sheepish night ever over in Leeds. I didn't get along myself, although I did discover this happening, just not in enough time to tell you on my last show, unfortunately. So, the last ever Black Sheep has happened. There will be no more Black Sheeps run by the sheepish crowd over in Leeds. Whether something new will replace that, I've no idea. I do wonder if they're going to experiment with something in the new year, so it'll be good to keep an eye on that, and I'll let you know if I find out about anything coming up in that kind of flavour. Yes. Right, now... Oh, there's one other thing. Grinderman. Grinderman has said he's not... Well, Nick Cave, the genius behind Grinderman, he said he's not going to continue the project. There will be no more material. He said this at a gig recently, I believe. Which is a shame, because my personal opinion from Nick Cave's material, some of his stronger stuff has been under the Grinderman banner, under the Grinderman name. It's really been in the direction I usually enjoy his stuff. It got to the point where I would just buy a Grinderman album blind because there was a very good chance of me enjoying almost every track on it, which is a real shame that he's decided no longer to continue the Grinderman project. I don't know the details. I don't know if it's a band falling out or whether he just wants to try something new, but he hasn't gone into details. All I know is there will be no more Grinderman, and there's only two albums out so far, so they're the two you've got, really. No doubt he'll still continue to produce music under one of his other names. In fact, hopefully, you know, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds will continue in some shape or form, even though they had a lot of similar members to Grinderman, so if it's a band falling out, we're a bit stuck there. But no, Nick Cave is really quite a genius when it comes to producing this kind of stuff. So I thought I'd carry on with the show, playing you a track from Grinderman, Nick Cave under the Grinderman banner. This is the opening track off the second Grinderman album, impressively and inspiringly called Grinderman 2. The track's called Mickey Mouse and the Goodbye Man.
This morning and I thought, what am I doing here? Yeah, what am I doing here? Oh! Yeah, I woke up this morning and I thought, what am I doing here? Yeah, what am I doing here? Oh! Oh, my brother, he starts raging. I watch him rising, I see him pounding, and he sucked her, and he sucked her, and he sucked her dry, and he bit at me, and bit at me, and said goodbye, up on the 29th floor, up on the 29th floor. Well, someone rattling the locks. Here's lying there with just my brother. He said, yeah, man, I think it might be the cops. And we sucked her, and we sucked her, and we sucked her dry. Yeah, we sucked her, and we sucked her, and we sucked her dry. I was Mickey Mouse, he was a big bad wolf. Mickey Mouse.
posters in the airport and the station. We took shelter. We took shelter under body, under body. We sucked her dry. And we sucked her, we sucked her, we shaved her dry. And you kissed me, you kissed me, you said goodbye. You kissed me, you kissed me, you said goodbye.
Walking down the traveling, walking down the traveling.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Terra Locust with Just One Fix from God Loves Violence. Before that, we had the absolutely storming Grinder Man with Mickey Mouse and the Goodbye Man from Grinder Man 2. Right, I think it's time to run down gigs, clubs and stuff generally going on in the localish area. This coming Saturday the 17th of December, we have the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. Now, this as usual, no change to most of the details, so it runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. It's got two rooms. It's got the main room with a bit of kind of goth rock alternative, and everything goes on in there. Then the mutate room with more kind of hard dance electronic and stuff like that. It costs £5 in. I believe there's a theme this time, which is mask theme, so that's completely optional. Go in something masky if you want. And more information can always be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that, it's a bit of a break for Christmassy stuff, but kind of not quite a New Year's party, the day before New Year. So Friday the 30th of December, there's the Phono reunion at The Wire in Leeds. Now, this is DJs from the original bar Phono, a seminal bar, a significant bar in the history of kind of gothy, rocky, alternative-y stuff, certainly in the north. And you'll know a lot of people who have ended up there if you've hung around the scene for any amount of time. Unfortunately, it no longer exists, but they keep running these reunion nights, so it's just great to get along and get a feel of what has been missing, really. This runs from 10 p.m. till 1 a.m, so it's only 3 hours long. And the only details I could find were on a Facebook event. So if you need to find out more, head down to Facebook and search Phono Reunion. You should be able to find it. Skipping ahead to the new year, there's, as usual, the Sheepish People are doing a kind of a band day, a band event, showcase. That's the word I was looking for, a band showcase of up-and-coming bands that you might want to check out. So they're doing this on Saturday the 7th of January, which is kind of like that lands their Flock night, so it's followed by Flock. So the details are, from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m, there's three bands. Each band plays half hour set each. The bands are In Isolation, Wrapped in Plastic and Speculous. It costs £4 to get in and includes entry to the Flock night afterwards. So if you want to check out some bands, get yourself down to the Library Pub in Leeds for about 8 p.m. and you'll catch all three of them. The Flock Club Night almost is like the Wendy House and needs very little description. It's goth, industrial, electronic-friendly, request-friendly club night that's been running forever in Leeds. Runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and costs £4 before midnight. So there you go. You can either spend £4, see some bands, and then go to a club night, or just pay £4 for the club night. All depends if you fancy seeing some bands or not. I guess it's up to you, but I'll probably be there checking out the bands. And more information can be found at sheepish.net/flock. Ooh, what else have we got? Oh, later on in January, so like January the 28th, there's a couple of things happening. Again, focusing on the Flock guys who seem to be running this. They're having a one-off night called Kick in the Eye, which is a night of 80s goth. But they're putting on some bands before it as well. So the bands are Rome Burns and the Marching Men. Doors 7:30, first band at 8. So again, that'll be running from 8 p.m. till 10 p.m. And again, costs £4 in advance. Probably a little bit more on the door. And includes entry to the club night afterwards, the Kick in the Eye club night afterwards. Of which, as usual, you can see a pattern to this timing, can't you? 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And again, costs £4 before midnight. So dead easy to remember. But I'm sure more stuff will be coming out of the woodwork. Hopefully we'll see some more gigs and stuff come along, but that's pretty much all I've got on my radar at the moment. As usual, if you've got any interesting gigs, clubs, events of any kind coming along that you think people might want to listen to or be told about, drop me a line. The information's on BCB Radio's website. Find the Dark Assimilation show page and just send me an email. All my details should be there. Right, I think it's time for more tunes. Let's see what else we can play. This is just one of my favourite tracks of the year, I think. It just fits so well with the video. If you want to watch the video to this, it's on YouTube. So this is Goth Skulls with Save Dat Mermaid. Just shows how much humour you can have in this scene. And also check out the YouTube video for some geeky visuals. Right.
extraterrestrial life. It's just possible that this is it.
I'll be the only boy in my block that knows a real live mermaid.
No need to be afeared! I'll rescue you with my steel black gear and that cool spear shooting gun! I'm staying overnight at the Radisson Sun! Everyone will cheer when I rescue you with my steel black gear! You'll be one rescued ass mermaid! And I'll be wearing steel black gear!
is watching your eyes, they hold your breath. Blink, blink again. Petty hearts are no one's friend. True sin lies within her.
Fantastic Aria with Hearts for Bullets. Still looking forward to any new material from her. I hope some's on its way, but I've no idea. Before that, we had Gary Newman with The Fall from Dead Sun Rising, which is a storming track on, for me, is not a standout album, but I've heard other people say it's some of their favourites, so that album seems to vary by person. And before that, The Gothicals with Save That Mermaid, which is just geeky fun. I love it to bits. A storming album, if you like. Geeky, nerdy fun done in a funny and industrial styling. Right, I'm running out of time, so I'm just going to continue with the tunes. Here is some Edge of Dawn.
We'll be right back. my breath. Save you from the fire. Compassionate monster. Destroy yourself. Choke on the hatred. You spare the world.
Edge of Dawn with Valid World, the Aquatone remix from the Stage Fright EP, and you have been listening to Dark Simulation. This is it for the show. I will be back in a fortnight's time between Christmas and New Year, but have a good Christmas and all that kind of stuff, and yes, I'll be back in a fortnight. I'm going to leave you tonight with some Men Maker. Here's a nice noisy track of Death Audio, Blow Your Brain.
Turn lights. step, 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 step on the one, baby.